From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Trump gains opposition. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is drawing rebukes from across the world for proposing a total ban on Muslims entering the United States. Trump said the ban should be in effect until the country's leaders can, in his words, figure out what's going on about possible new terrorist attacks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest on Tuesday called Trump's rhetoric offensive and toxic.
The question now is about the rest of the Republican Party and whether or not they're going to be dragged into the dustbin of history with them. And right now, the current trajectory is not very good.
Trump's political opponents widely condemned his proposal. The U.S. House of Representatives has overwhelmingly voted to bar people who have visited Iraq and Syria in the past 5 years from a program that allows visa-free entry to the U.S. The vote was taken today, and it was passed 407-19. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is hopeful the talks will be held next week on ending the war in Syria. Speaking after a meeting with U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in Paris, Kerry said the talks, scheduled for December 18th in New York, will depend on events in the coming week, including a Saudi-led conference of the Syrian opposition. Russia says it has for the first time struck Islamic State targets in northern Syria with missiles fired from a submarine in the Mediterranean. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the report to President Vladimir Putin. A South African judge has granted bail to Oscar Pistorius. The Olympic athlete appeared in court Tuesday to hear whether he could remain under house arrest while awaiting new sentencing. An appeals court last week convicted him of murder in the 2013 shooting death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. This is VOA News.